Hello, my name is Christine Francois and I work as the Programs and Sustainability Coordinator for the Esplanade Association. In partnership with the Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation, we are thrilled to welcome you to the Charles River Esplanade for a wonderful art installation, Frozen in Life by Anna Thurber. In these ice sculptures, you will see a collection of plants and botanical material collected across three seasons on the Esplanade. Never before have these particular plants been on view all at the same time. While being a lovely way to appreciate the Esplanade's plant life, this installation is also particularly interesting from a sustainability and resilience perspective. This collection of plants highlights the natural biodiversity found in the park. From a single flowering cherry blossom to small cuttings of Japanese willow branches, you can see up close the variety and diversity of plants that call the Esplanade home. As a part of our ongoing climate action initiatives, we are always seeking to increase and enhance the biodiversity in the park, which this installation perfectly encapsulates while also allowing the park's landscape to develop organically. We are excited to announce that the Esplanade Association will be releasing a climate action plan in late 2022. In partnership with the Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation, the Esplanade has long supported and maintained the Esplanade in the face of a changing climate. We already have several resiliency-focused programs like the Lasting Esplanade Arbor Fund, our tree management plan that increases the tree biodiversity and takes preventative measures towards care of our tree canopy, and our Shoreline Restoration Initiative, which reduces the spread of invasive species like common reed, which takes over and crowds out species that support native pollinators. Our Climate Action Plan will further expand our efforts, including strategies on climate resiliency, educational programs and outreach, and becoming carbon neutral in the park and in our organization by 2030. In the coming years, the Esplanade status as Boston's premier riverfront park will only increase in importance as the park may begin to act as a natural flood barrier for the city of Boston. The Esplanade Association is committed to taking action to protect this beautiful stretch of parkland in our busy city. We are so grateful that you've come to visit us and hope that you can appreciate the natural beauty of the Esplanade and join us in the fight to protect it. Learn more at esplanade.org/climate-action.